And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks. With your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, pro football bettors. If it's Friday, it's FNL. On tonight's episode, we break down all the games fit to bet for week 7 of the regular season. What's up, T? What's up, Jay? How you doing?
Week 7. Holy crap.
Woo! Feeling good, Mortimer.
They're not making it easy on us Dodger fans.
Geez, it's like a relationship back and forth.
They're barbecue.
We finally have the Braves exactly where we want them.
Barbecue.
Is that true? You really think so?
No, I don't. I mean, never say die, but Justin Turner came up limping last night. Mookie Betts missed an easy fly ball in the outfield. They just were not playing like themselves.
I think that every pitcher on that team, for whatever reason, I know they've all played the same amount of games, but I feel like every pitcher on the Dodgers' arm's dead. I think Scherzer was the first one to come out and say it. Urias got rocked last night. He got rocked. Boom, 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 rocked. And I told my boy the other day, I said, he goes, hey, man, what did he say? When Boston won, he goes, hey, man, Boston, L.A. in the World Series? And I said, no. No. First of all, Boston's not going to beat Houston. At the end of the day, it's all done. They've got two more in Houston. Houston only needs one. And I said, the Dodgers are going to be minus 200 tomorrow. You know, smart money might put some money on the Braves and double up.
Yeah.
It wasn't 200. It was 240 at game time. And the comeback was like 215. I would never do it just because I'm not trying to sit there and root against the Dodgers, even if there's a little money involved, but... Look what happened. Braves plus 215 last night. Stomped that for $300. Not a bad day at the office.
Hey, you gotta hand it to the Braves. Their bats are live right now. Our bats are not live.
I just think our pitching is just they are just getting whatever that Rosario's getting whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Whatever he wants. So I think that's a wrap. I think that they're pissed off that they lost to us last year and maybe it's their time. And you know what? They might have a shot against the Astros.
Good. If they beat the Astros, fine. My rally cap's going to be on tonight. I never say die. Maybe we. But it's looking grim around La La Land over here. So let's get off the Dodgers and let's get on to some very exciting shit.
Da-na-na, da-na-na.
This pod, as Alicia Keys would say, is on fire.
Do you think she listens to us?
I know she does.
Oh, good.
Because she's a huge sports gambler. And her husband, Swizz Beatz, tailed all of our picks last week.
Oh, good.
And if you were listening to the pod last week, I'm talking to T's sister now and my mom. We know this. And John, I refuse to take a sex change. John, fine. Have your way, John. Mikey, F in Philly.
A nooch.
The FNL fam, if you tailed our picks last week, you would have been 4-0. Justin apparently wants to move to London.
London, and baby.
He hopes every London game town is played in London. He cashed so nicely in the London game last week. We told you to take KC. We told you to take Cincy, Jayville, Cowboys. Everywhere we turn, winner, winner. So that's fun. Let's celebrate that for a moment. This pod is on fire. We're going to keep it rolling this week. T, you are definitely alive and well in your survivor picks. Everywhere we turn.
Yes, sir.
A very successful week 6, and we are ready to go for week 7.
We are also... 4-1 in the contest last
Hell
week?
Hell yeah.
Not too shabby.
Hell yeah.
Not too shabby. I'm coming for you, Hannibal.
Is that a leaderboard guy?
He went 4-1 too. So. Take that. Let's go, baby.
Okay, well, guys, we've got a big show, so let's just get into it.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
All right, guys, so I am going to be looking... at the great state of New York.
We love New York.
This week. Because they got two games. Mm-hmm. You got the Jets and the Pats. And you got the Giants and the Panthers, the Cats. So the Cats and the Pats. I could start this off by saying that both New York teams are horrible. The worst in the business. I almost could make a case, and I know that New York Giants, the G-men, are banged up, but they could be worse than the Jets.
Hmm.
They could unequivocally be worse than the Jets. Daniel Jones is awful. Awful. He threw three picks last week, sacked like five times. Darnold didn't do much better. He threw a pick on the first play of the game against Minnesota. That's a great way to start off. But I don't know. I just feel like the Giants are going backwards. I don't think Daniel Jones is the answer there. I think that they probably need to, it's early, but they need to think about maybe drafting a quarterback this year because I don't think that Daniel Jones is the truth. I think he turns the ball over too much. His O-line is decimated. Three starting offensive tackle, offensive linemen, guards, pulling guards, they're all out this week. Three of the starters from week one, going back to week one, out. No Saquon Barkley. You're looking at probably no Galladay, no John Ross. Kadarius Toney has been playing off his head. He's out now because he's hurt. You don't have, like I said, you don't have Saquon. And I just don't know how they can win without these guys. And Daniel Jones turning the ball over, he doesn't really have a lot of answers. So on the other side of the football, the Panthers started off 3-0, but then we realized, I think everyone realized they played a cupcake schedule. They didn't play anybody. They played Houston, third-string quarterbacks. They didn't really play anybody. They played the Jets on opening day. So their schedule got a little tougher. They lost McCaffrey, and they are in an 0-3 slump right now. So both teams slumping. I give a little more love to the Carolina. I think that it'll be kind of cool with Sam Darnold coming back into that old stadium that he played at, even though he was on the Jets. He's familiar surroundings. I think he'll have a better game. Their pass D it's 11th in the NFL, and so Jones could have a long day this week, pick-wise. But the Panthers, the one stat that I liked is they're number two on third down conversions. So, like, when you're in your third down set, they tend to stop you more times than not. So this isn't really an exciting handicap, but at the end of the day, I just don't think the Giants have the guns. They got absolutely destroyed last week by the Rams, and I just see a lot more of that. If Darnold can hang on to the football a little bit, Chuba Hubbard's been playing well. DJ Moore's off his brain. Their D-line is getting to the quarterback. That's the big problem for Jones. So I think Jones is going to be on his ass more than he's going to be upright this week. I love the Panthers. Lock that up. What do you think, Jay?
Well, I'm not going to go against you because even before last week's pod when you went undefeated, the week before you went undefeated as well on the pod. So I think you're seeing the board clearly right now. I think you're in the zone. Sam Darnold, big disappointment. Love the Panthers D. Christian McCaffrey, to me, means everything to that team. It's a bummer they don't have him. But I think you're right. The Giants are terrible. And I didn't know, and that's why you have a good handicap. I didn't realize no Saquon, no even Kadarius Toney. So you're not going to get a huge disagreement out of me. I'll ride with you on that one.
Yeah, I think Cooper, the running back, is not Barkley in any stretch of the word. So, yeah, I like the Panthers here. I think this is a get-right game. I think both these handicaps that I'll have today for you are going to be get-right games, and I think this is one for the Carolina Cats. Lock it up.
Jason, the Eagles travel to Vegas, our town, to face the hometown Raiders. How do you see this game?
Fly, Eagles, fly. up in the sky. Like apparently, voice. There's going to be a lot of Eagles fans mixed in with your ridiculous spike shoulder pads, face painted pirate fucking Raiders. Sorry, guys. I'm going against Viva this week. I like the Eagles. You. Raiders 1-5 ATS as a home favorite. I think they rallied around the flag last week when Gruden got the axe. They had an awesome fucking win in Denver. But I like what the Eagles are doing lately. They played Tampa Bay tough. They covered that number. They've scored 30 points a couple times this season. They're putting up points. I think Jalen Hurts can run on the Raiders. The Raiders don't have a great run defense. And the Eagles found their running game finally last week. Miles Sanders, over 100 yards. I like the Eagles in this spot. They've had three extra days of rest because they played on the Thursday night. I think the Raiders are coming home, but I do think there's going to be a big Philly contingent in the crowd in Vegas. They're getting points. I think these teams are really evenly matched. I think, actually, I like Philly to win this game. Not only cover, but win, so sprinkle a little on the money line. Eagles, I like what the Eagles are doing on both sides of the ball in the trenches. They're protecting Jalen Hurts. They're not giving up a lot of sacks. And on defense, they're not blitzing a lot. And Darren Waller is very effective with teams who blitz because Derek Carr just shoots it out to him every time. But the Eagles don't blitz at all. And they've got a good front four. I think they can hold their own. And I just like this matchup. And I think this is a great spot for the Eagles. I like the points. Give me three with the Eagles. What do you think, Jay?
This is tough for me. You did mention Miles Sanders, and I think the problem with Miles Sanders is they're not giving him the rock. And they're trying to throw the ball all the time. And Jalen Hurts is not Tom Brady. Why are you putting that kind of pressure on him? Why don't you give the rock to Miles Sanders? Run a couple quarterback sets where Jalen Hurts is going to run, like a designed run, not a scramble for your life. That's what Kyler Murray was doing early in his career until they mixed in the run game, set up a couple like quarterback runs for him, and then boom, 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 and now he's got one of the best high-flying receiver corps assembled without Larry Fitzgerald.
His receivers are ridiculous, right?
Oh, my God.
Heisman Trophy winner, Devontae Smith. Like, come on.
AJ Green, Cameron Kerr. And now they got Zach Ertz from Philly. I don't know if Goddard's playing this week. I don't think he played last week that much. And then Ertz got traded, so I don't know what's going to happen really there. The thing that interests me about, like you did say, the Eagles are putting up some points. In their loss to KC, though, they gave up 42.
Yeah.
In their loss to Dallas, they gave up 41. They played San Francisco tough, like I think it was week two. They only gave up 17 to SF, and they only put up 11, and that was late. But the thing that interests me about Miles Sanders is the guy has, you know how many touchdowns he has this year? Zero.
Yeah.
Zip. Well,
they haven't rushed the ball
57 times. 57 attempts for 270 yards. Derrick Henry had 57 carries and 300 yards last fucking Sunday night.
That's correct. But let me answer your question and your concern, which is exactly right. Last week, they finally found the running game. You saw their fans last week.
Give it to Sanders.
They were holding up their signs in the stands saying, run the ball. They know that now. Right. And their offensive coordinator had a quote this week that they're going to be more balanced. They're going to run the ball. And actually, your comment about everything coming down to Jalen is exactly right. They have to take pressure off him. They can't look for him to create every single thing. They have to design more runs to free him up. I just think Philly, people underestimate how good they are in the trenches. I think they're going to win the trenches on both sides of the ball. I think Jalen Hurts could actually act a little Lamar-esque. A couple design run plays here and there, and I think they will be able to run on the Raiders, and I think they will actually be able to defend against the Raiders. Keep this game close. Hey, maybe they don't win, but I don't see them losing by a field goal. I really like Philly in this spot.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. Like I said, I don't really have a play there. Nick Sirianni, I don't know what this dude's doing.
Jury's out. We don't know.
Time will tell, but yeah. I just feel like... Yeah, that's what would scare me the most. The Raiders are susceptible to giving up some yards on the run. So, man, run the rock, dude, a little bit. And, yeah, last week I think that was a huge emotional high for the Raiders, and I don't, they're not going to keep that up all year. It's not going to be like a we'll show you. They're not, you know, nobody died here, right? They fired their coach. Move on. Right. So I predicted the Raiders, with or without John Gruden, I predicted them to win maybe 7 games all year.
Right.
So they've already won 4. Their schedule's going to get tougher. So let's go Philly.
Lock it up.
Okay, let's take it to Justin. The Patriots are home favorites against the Jets on Sunday. What is the right side of this game?
Mac Jones, bitch.
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones has been solid. He threw for 229 yards against them Cowboys last week. He had 2 TDs. He had a quarterback rating of 120 against the Cowboys. Pretty, pretty, pretty good. He threw 1 pick. You know who he threw that to? Trayvon Diggs a touchdown. And you know what? I don't even count that because Trayvon has a fucking pick every game.
Yeah.
And at this rate, he's going to pick off 17 quarterbacks this year in 17 games because that's the kind of game this dude's having. And if you want to put some money on Defensive Player of the Year, go to the window right now because that's a 100% lock. That guy wins Defensive Player of the Year. No one is close.
What is the Diggs?
No one is close.
What is the Diggs family Thanksgiving going to be this year? You're really good. No, you're really good.
Yeah. You are having a hell of a year. No,
no you are
having a hell of a year. Yeah, 3 Diggs brothers in the NFL. And I don't know. I think that this is another one of those, like I started to say in the first handicap, this is one of those, like, get right games, and I think that this is what the doctor ordered for the Patriots.
Okay.
They already spanked the Jets in week 2, 25-6. What's going to be, and that was in New York. What's going to be any different here? This is that get right game for Belichick. He's not an autoplay after a loss anymore, guys. He's not an autoplay, you know, rookie, like all that's out the window. He doesn't have Tom Brady. Let's make that clear. But this is that get right game. In the confines, right? They're in Foxborough. Zach Wilson, not so great, bro. 4 touchdowns and 9 picks. He has a 62 QBR. The guy's throwing for about an average of about 6 yards a pass. Those are like, what is that? Dumping off, he's not going deep at all. He's throwing a pick in every game. He's a rookie, you know, but he's throwing a pick in every single game. He's been sacked 18 times. I thought that guy could run around a little bit. Maybe he can't. I don't. Why is he? Is he looking up and not realizing that you don't have that much time to throw and then taking the sack? I don't know. The Pats aren't the greatest against the pass D, but that the guy's not threatening to me on the pass. And as far as their run D, they're like 6th in the NFL against the run. And if I got Michael Carter for the Jets or I got Damian Harris for the Pats, I think Harris wins that battle. Right? So Carter's averaging like 3 yards a carry. Harris is averaging close to 6 yards a carry. So I think the running game goes to New England. I think the quarterback game goes to New England. I think the defensive game goes to New England. I think the coach goes to New England. I think this is a no-brainer, and I'm happy to lay 7. I'm happy to lay 7. And as you look around town, everybody's happy to lay that 7 too. Nobody's freaking out about it. It's not going down to 6. It's like legit. Like, people are laying the lumber on this one. They're laying the chalk, and so am I. So let's wrap up my double New York blast. I love the city of New York and the state, but I don't love them this weekend. I think they both take L's, and I think they're both double-digit L's.
Wow.
What do you think?
I think that you have now taken my title of Count Chocula, and I think your new nickname is Chalk Dr. Dre.
Oh my God.
Chalk Dr. J.
Which is horrible.
Dre. No, but Jay. That's funny
Jay.
Too.
But why would I pick the Jets in this spot? Because they're going to do better in Foxborough than they did in their own backyard against Belichick. I like what I saw out of Mac Jones last week. He took a lot of punishment and he kept getting up. I think it's a statement game. I think it's something that they have to give the fans in New England. This is one of those 28-10 kind of wins here. And hell yeah, why not? Take the Patriots. I'm not going to take the Jets in this one.
Yeah, Mac Jones went home last week and said, "Hey, Dad, I threw two touchdowns today." His dad said, "That was good, son. Did you throw any picks?" And he said, "Yeah, I threw one, pick six." "Oh, really? Who was it to?" "Oh, Trayvon Diggs." "Oh, that's fine, son. That's fine."
We don't even Trayvon count that. Diggs.
Yeah, the Panthers are laying 3. The Pats are laying that 7. And I just think it's going to be smooth sailing for both these teams. I think this is a parlay, like a fade the Giants, fade the Jets parlay here.
You got to lock it up, double baby. Fade on the NYC.
Yeah, exactly. Aww. Lock it up.
The Falcons are in Miami this week. Jason, how do you see this game?
Nerd alert, nerd alert, nerd alert. You know what? Don't shade the nerds because they're right. And they have made Matt Ryan in their fantasy football number crunching nerd world the number one quarterback to add to fantasy this week. And why? Because the nerds are expecting Matt Ryan to carve up the Dolphins. Crap defense. Matt Ryan, Kyle Pitts, Russell Gage, and the return of their number one wide receiver, Calvin Ridley. What are we getting in the Atlanta Falcons? Here's what we're getting. They had a bye last week. They've been sitting up, getting healthy, planning for the Dolphins. What did the Dolphins do last week? They went to London. They lost to the fucking Jaguars, then took a 13-hour flight home. And when they came home, they started practicing. Sometime around Monday or Tuesday, they reached out to Deshaun Watson because they were so happy with Tua that they wanted to get a guy who has 22 lawsuits pending against him or anybody else who could come in for quarterback. This team is a mess. I don't get it. I like Brian Flores a lot. I thought their defense was going to be much better. Tua is not the answer. They know it. That's why they're reaching out to Deshaun. He may even go to the Dolphins as early as this week. But for now, give me the team off the bye. Give me the team that's healthy. Give me the team that gets their number one wide receiver back. Matty Ryan is way better than Tua. Even if this game is close, the Falcons pull it out with a field goal. Don't overthink it. Take the better QB. Take the team off the bye. Give me the Falcons, Jay. What are you thinking?
I don't have a play on this game because it's one of those crappy games, but I do like the fact that you dug that out out of this week's slate, and you said, you know what? I like there's a little something in this right here. I would love to disagree with you. I would love to, be more exciting, if you will, but, dude, Miami has shown me nothing. That was part of my handicap last week. I bet against Miami with the 0-5 football team, dude. And they won the game with a kicker that was selling fucking stocks 2 weeks ago. Brian Flores might be fired.
Wow.
I've never seen a team that was so fired up as last year and completely turned upside down this year. Same squad. And, like, Waddle is a rookie from Alabama, and he's having, like, a nice little season, dude.
He is.
But it's like, what are they doing? What happened? Where's all that energy? Where's all those turnovers? Where's all those sacks? I don't get it. I don't get what's going on there. And I do agree, like, Matt Ryan is playing some pretty good football right now. And
he is.
And all those receivers, how can I go? The running game is still suspect. I think that they lost all their running backs in the last couple
years. And their defense isn't good, but they've won their last 2 out of 3. And how do you feel if you're Tua and your coach gives you the vote of no confidence? Like, we're going to get somebody else in here, bro.
Yeah, and Brian Flores thinks that we all have short memories, bro. When there was talks about Tua going to Houston for Deshaun, in like a swap trade, like get this guy off my roster. Brian Flores made a comment about Deshaun saying, we want classy people in our organization. We want people with character.
Right.
That was his way of saying, no, stop the rumors, because maybe the deal wasn't going to go through, or maybe he thought it was a done deal.
And now he's desperate.
And now he's going to, I want someone in that room to say, hey, Brian, didn't you say that you wanted people with character on your squad? Like, what happened to that comment in week 2? He probably doesn't even remember he said it. I remember he said it. So where's your character, Brian Flores, and why is your team fucking turning their back on you right now? Because they're not playing hard for you at all. So I don't really have a side here. I'd love to disagree. I'd love to have some crazy take of why, and this is the week, and Tua's, you know, coming off this injury, and he needed some time to heal, and no.
Yeah, it's two teams with terrible defenses. Look, who likes Atlanta? Nobody. But there's something really wrong on Miami. I'll continue to fade them. And I do think Matty Ryan is a good QB.
They got a new coach in Atlanta, and maybe it's taken them a minute to gel, but I think they're coming around. I really do.
Dirty Birds, lock it up.
It's teaser time. Two teams, one bet, 6 full points. So tasty.
So tasty. We're going to put together another winning teaser. We're 4-2 on the season. Houston, it didn't matter if you gave them 40 points last week. They wouldn't have covered, but the Rams were our other leg of that teaser. We were only 30 points away from Houston helping us out, but matter.
You forgot. We had a three-team teaser.
We did have
a
three-teamer for the first time, huh?
So the Rams were the ad.
It was Rams.
It was Rams.
Houston.
And no.
Chi-Town.
The Chicago Bears plus 11 who covered.
Covered.
And they couldn't have played any worse, and they covered. So don't forget, we were 2-for-3 in that leg, and guess what? We took a swing at fucking Houston, and they didn't show up. Sorry.
So will you take Houston plus 23.5 this week?
I dare someone.
There's not enough points to give to Houston. They just can't do it.
Oh, so are you going to do three teams this week?
That's depressing.
Or are you going to go back to...
No, let's come back down to earth unless we see something that's exciting. 4-2 on the season. Let's make it 5-2. Let's keep it rolling for week 7. I can tell you right off the bat, New England -1 is a nice little way to start out.
That is a way to start out. But, you know, I have also these other things, like Washington football game against the Packers. If I could get the Packers down to 2 in Lambeau, I don't see Washington. That's another one where people, that's up to 8.5, like at the book. The Circa contest has it sitting at 8. That's another one where I just feel like no one's afraid to lay that juice. People are laying 8 all week long around town. That's a heavily betted game that's going up to in the 9s. It might even go off at 9, 9.5. So that's telling me that there's confidence out there in the Packers this week, and they're rolling. You know, every week we're waiting for them to lose, and they only seem to be getting better. So that would be interesting to me. I like that Patriots that you're throwing out there. Everyone's making this big deal of this Rams-Lions-Stafford versus Goff game.
Right.
Campbell came out and just blasted Goff publicly in the media. And I hate to tell anybody that doesn't know Jared Goff like I do, that doesn't motivate him.
Nope.
That rattles him because he's not built that way. It was uncool, in my opinion, the way that Campbell went off on him. You could see in the press conference he kind of like looked away like, am I going to say this? And then he's paused, and then he went, we need better quarterback play. Guy's terrible. That's not going to be helpful this week. And I double dog dare somebody to take the Lions in this one. Double dog dare them. So if I could get that down to, I mean, that's still pricey.
9.5. It's through the key number of 10.
Well, in the contest, it's 15, so it'd be 9.
Okay.
I don't think that's, I mean, our teaser. That's another one. You could tease that to 21. You're still going to fucking probably lose. So I don't think that's in there.
You could do either Balti minus a half or Cincy plus 12 and a half. Either way, that's attractive.
Mm-hmm. Saints are playing, coming off a bye. Michael Thomas is back. They're playing
I love
the
Saints in this game.
With a second string QB, and you can get them plus one.
Yep.
That's the Sunday night game. That's interesting.
I got to say, I like your Green Bay minus two, New England minus one. That seems like a very attractive team.
Yeah, I think that is sexy.
Let's roll with that.
Okay.
If there's no further objections, we're going to go New England minus one for the tease in leg one, Green Bay minus two in leg two. Lock this teaser up.
Yeah, lock that up. I'm a survivor. I'm not going to give
So, judging from the feedback from everybody who's in their survivor pools, everybody's hanging on. The Colts and the Rams, T, you gave that out last week. That was very popular. Those both held on. Mm-hmm. I think the question on everybody's mind is there game theory in Survivor now? Are you going to start to save teams? Do you just survive? Are you looking ahead to Thanksgiving? What's the vibe, T? Let us know.
I am looking ahead to Thanksgiving. I'm looking ahead to the whole season. Mm-hmm. I do want to keep the trend that I've been trying to not necessarily pick the favorite or the easy way, but because the easy way is usually a big team.
Yeah, but the Colts were a very heavily picked, you know, you didn't know that when we shot the pod. You picked the Colts before the circus results.
But it was the riskier choice of
the top two. Right, but when are you going to use the Colts against? So, like, yeah, it was popular and it won for a lot of people, but that was a good play because you didn't lose the Rams.
Right.
You didn't lose a couple that you still have in your pocket.
Right, exactly. So do I pick an easy pick or do I look ahead and make sure that I'm not necessarily taking the worst team, but the lesser team? I don't know. So this week I'm thinking I have two games in my mind. The Patriots game versus the Jets and then the Falcons versus Miami. So going back to your guys' fourth pick with the Falcons – I feel like that's the under the radar team to pick. It's not a high, it's not a highly picked game. Only 0.7% of players are picking Atlanta this week. Wow. So that, but do I pick the Falcons this week? And then, I mean, I don't know. It's always that crux of, do I use this team at this moment? I'm not sure. But then the trendier pick is the Patriots.
But that's the thing. Like, the Patriots, you're looking at the Jets as being the horrible Jets. But, like, Miami's pretty horrible, too. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, when are you going to use the Patriots again? Right. When are you going to use the Falcons again?
Right.
There could be a case made that the Jets are even better than the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously.
Mm. I'm just trying to think outside the box. And, right, the Falcons might be a solid pick.
When are you going to use them again?
Right.
You know, I like that. That I'm learning that this year, like, that when are you going to use that again? Mm-hmm. Like, we never did that before, Jay. Did we?
No, for sure. I think sometimes you get enamored by these Arizona minus 17 and a half, and you go, oh, easy, no brainer. I could sleep well at night, but then you're out of good teams by the end. So
Right.
And then so far this year, just to recap on my picks in my Survivor League, I've picked San Francisco, Green Bay, then the Broncos, then the Bills, then the Vikings, and then last week the Colts.
You still have a lot of powerhouses out
there.
Yeah,
you have a lot of good teams left. Those are
Arizona,
really good.
You lost the Bills. You have Arizona. Yeah. You got Pittsburgh who's coming around.
Yeah.
You got the Rammies. You got the Cowboys.
I haven't used the Bucks yet.
Dude, you got
I think if I add Falcons to
she
that.
She hasn't used the Ravens?
Yeah, did you use the Ravens?
Nope.
Holy shiza.
Haven't used the Saints.
She hasn't used the
Seattle.
She hasn't used the Cardinals?
Nope. So I'm trying to keep that in my mind right now.
That's nuts.
So I'm thinking I'm leaning towards the Falcons. I feel like it's the slightly more risky choice, but it's also under the radar. It's not the trendier pick, which would be the Pats. And the Rams, of course, that seems to be the number one pick right now. But again, I feel like week seven, people are trying to be safe. And Rams, I still have them on my roster that I can take in the future.
Yeah, I think that's
circa contest. I haven't taken the Cowboys, none of it.
Yeah, that's a good Thanksgiving game.
And I like what you did last week. You gave out two because there might be a listener who has already used one of the teams right. that right. you've given out. So you gave that alternate. So yeah. maybe
so she's giving the Patriots
stay,
here, right, Ben?
Stay away from the Rams this week just because I feel like a lot of people are going to pick that. So I would do the Falcons first and then the Patriots. That would be
nice.
My go-to. Oh, yeah. we'll
if that Falcons game comes in, that's another one. Like, when are you going to use the Falcons again? That's
no, right. that's Jesus. Genius. That's wow. genius.
And it's two games that you guys picked this week. So.
Yeah, that's a sweat. Sure. I mean, that's definitely a sweat.
That's a sweat.
You never know, but
for sure.
We'll see.
I like
it. It's usually a thing that I put in on Saturday night after I've digested it. So a last minute, like, close my eyes, pick one, go.
it's working.
I like it.
So.
It's working. You're still alive. I think circa... Don't quote me, but I think they said something like 19 people got knocked out this week, which is a low number.
That's not a lot.
For the 1,000 or whatever that's in it, mm-hmm. it's still. And then 10 people didn't put their tickets in, of course. Like, that's happening a lot every week. But I think it was a very culty, Buccaneers-y, yeah. what else, Ramsey week.
They everyone. Haven't had that one big upset that nobody saw coming yet. And when right. they do, you're going to be happy to be on a team like the Patriots or Atlanta, like what T's saying this week. Like, everyone this week's obviously going to be on the Cardinals.
Yeah,
they'll
but
be
you
on
know what?
Tampa.
But why not? Like, the Cardinals are going to win that game.
Right.
I don't care if it's by 18. It's getting, it's climbing. It's still climbing, bro.
Yeah.
It's going to be 20. But. Then you lose the Cardinals. But then again, right. do you want to fuck with the Cardinals against, like, the Rams next time they play? You know, even though they smashed the Rams the first. Like, you don't want to mess with the Cardinals. Why not mess with the Cardinals? Like, what if their schedule gets tougher at the end of the year and all they have in front of them is, like, the Chiefs and, you know, the Bucks? Like, you don't know.
This is how the Cardinals started last year also, and Cliff Kingsbury traditionally in the second half of the season takes a nosedive. So maybe yeah. the idea is to take the Cardinals early in the season.
I feel know. Like it's a desperate choice to take them yeah. this week because it's a. I feel like it's a safe bet. Also,
it's a very
you don't
safe,
have
no,
to use the Cardinals ever. There's only 16 weeks.
No, I hear you, but I mean, they're the best team in football. You want to use them at some point. You might sure. use them on the last game of the season. But the other thing is, if you have the Cardinals left on week 17, someone else has the Cardinals left on week 17, the chances of that person picking the Cardinals and you picking the Cardinals and splitting the pot. So you, on that week 17, you got to look at what your opponent's probably going to do, and you got to do something different and hope to take the whole thing.
I feel like that's thinking about it too much.
It is, but that's kind of how you think about it. You've got to think futuristically, but
I think
that a lot of people are going to be on those heavy favorites this week because it yeah. moves them forward. And if you want to stay in Survivor, that's the safest play on the board.
In my league, 192 people have been eliminated and 104 survive right now. So
that's way less than half people left.
Yeah. So
that's fantastic.
We'll see. Anyways, that's my...
Are you ready to lock that up?
I think I'm going to lock one of those two up. Yes.
Nice.
Very safe.
Okay.
Word up.
All right, let's recap. We went 4-0 on the pod last week. We're going to keep it rolling for week 7. If you want to win, you will tail our picks. This week, we took the Panthers -3. Eagles +3, Patriots -7, Falcons -2.5. Our teaser is the Patriots -1, tease with Green Bay -2. Tease 5-star lock, survivor pick is the Atlanta Falcons with a slight alternate lean to the Patriots. Get those survivor picks in.
All right, everybody, and don't forget to check out our Facebook, our YouTube, our Instagram, all at Friday Night Locks, and our Twitter at Fry Night Locks. We post all of our picks, all the official picks, top 5 of Circa contest every week around 3 p.m. on Saturdays. Make sure to check all that out. Sure. And don't forget to check us out on all major podcast platforms while you're getting ready for work, making dinner, driving, doing anything like that. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment. Give us your thoughts. Give us your picks. We're excited to hear them.
Guys, what an amazing show again.
Let's go.
Love it. worst things you could do. This is the kind of job I want to do forever. Grab a drink, cheers them up, and beat the book. See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.